Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers picked up the first win of the Archie Miller era in Big Ten play last night, defeating the Iowa Hawkeyes 77-64 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Everybody in the Big Ten had to play 2 games in 3 days. Not easy to do.
2 games in 3 days in the Big Ten, as everybody had to do it as an adjustment, and there's not a lot of time to really prepare for obviously well-coached teams. I thought our team did a nice job of bouncing back tonight. Had a number of different guys step up and make a lot of winning plays, and was really pleased for the most part, other than the lack of responsibility coming out of halftime. You know, that can't happen against the teams that we're playing. That just can't happen, especially at home. But it was nice to see our resolve. We ended up digging ourselves back out of that hole, and were able to finish the game off. And, for the most part, pleased with today's win.
The Hoosiers led 41-26 at halftime, but a big Iowa run to open the second half cut their lead to 1. But the Hoosiers held firm, ran their lead back up to 23, and eventually won 77-64.
I think we were able to regroup defensively, and then our defense to offense was pretty good in this game. I think you saw a much faster playing team than we were on Saturday. And again, I think the skill level that was out there with Juwan and Colin really spaces the floor, so we were able to get some really good unselfish plays, unselfish passing, and that team got going in transition, and we were able to hold it off. But, you know, it was 41-26 at the half, I believe, and then it was 43-42 right away. I mean, that's the thing that bothers you a little bit. But to be able to regroup and then come right back and have a good burst about us was good to see.
And Indiana will have to regroup and come right back against Louisville coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock at the Yum Center in Kentucky. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Hoosiers beat the Hawkeyes at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall last night, 77-64, giving Archie Miller his first Big Ten win as a head coach. The key for Indiana winning basketball games this year seems to be simple. Don't turn the ball over as much, and make sure Juwan Morgan is involved. When both of those things happen, Indiana has been tough to deal with.
First half turnovers, I think we had 7, and some of them were just catching the ball into the basket, some sloppiness in terms of catching. But I think we're taking care of the ball, specifically in the second half. I thought we took care of it much better. And we want to be a team that plays, you know, no more than 10, 11 turnovers a game. You know, I think if we're at that range, if we're not turning it over, to our guys' credit, we're scoring some points. But we can't squander 7 possessions in the first half. It's trending downward for sure. I think a lot of it's just decision-making, and we're not trying to hit the home run as much as we used to with the old one-hand bounce pass or the one-hand baseball pass. I think we started to eliminate some of those.
Juwan Morgan was the only Hoosier that stood out in the Michigan loss on Saturday. He had another big game, 15 points and 10 rebounds on Monday night.
He's very confident, but he's sticking to the script. He's not trying to do anything that he doesn't do every day in practice. If you watch him in practice, it's very workmanlike, and what you're seeing in the game is a guy that's duplicating sort of what he does every day, which is a great trait to have. And he probably hasn't shot the ball from the 3-ball as well as he can. I think he's getting some good looks. Hopefully, as the season goes along, he's able to stretch us out a little bit. But he's definitely a workmanlike defensively, offensively. He's doing a lot of good things for us, and he's giving us a presence in the rim, you know, rebounding the ball. He's got 4 second shots. He gets 10 more rebounds here, so you know, he's doing really well, and I think, you know, he's having a chance here as he heads to January to be one of the more consistent guys in our league, hopefully.
The other big key for Morgan this year has been staying out of foul trouble. He had 29 minutes last night to get those 15 points and 10 rebounds. Hoosiers on the road at Louisville, 2 p.m., the Yum Center on Saturday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.